Cabana with an international selection of cheeses, olive oil, balsamic vinegar, spices, chocolates, cookies, and more. Catering services are also available. World Harvest encourages you to join them in supporting public radio.
In 5 minutes, meteorologist Scott Althoff will be along with details on our weekend forecast. But first, AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Illinois lawmakers are coming back to Springfield on Monday to consider ethics laws. Sean Crawford has more.
Governor Ron Blagojevich has become the poster child for what's become known as pay-to-play. The governor has raised millions from state contractors, and lawmakers finally decided to curb the practice. But when the measure reached the governor's desk, he added numerous other provisions that would impact lobbying, legislative pay raises, and more. He's ordering lawmakers to the Capitol to deal with those changes. Cindy Canary with the Illinois Campaign for Political Reform says Blagojevich has some good ideas, but further discussion is needed.
I don't think that the legislature is really in a mindset to take up his amendatory veto in legislative language at this point.
Canary is hopeful the Senate will override the governor's changes to the pay-to-play measure, which the House has already done. That would make it law. The special session comes after heavy criticism that Senate President Emil Jones, a Blagojevich ally, was stalling to avoid taking up ethics changes. Jones has denied that claim. Even Democratic presidential nominee Barack Obama has gotten involved, calling Jones this week to urge action. I'm Sean Crawford.
A spokeswoman says Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan's office has laid off 19 employees because of a budget cut ordered by the governor. Robin Ziegler told the Springfield State Journal Register that the layoffs took effect last week. She says they're necessary in the face of a 25% budget cut ordered by the governor. Ziegler didn't immediately know where the affected employees worked, but she says they included attorneys. Blagojevich slashed spending at many government offices to help close a budget gap of roughly $2 billion. Secretary of State Jesse White announced this week that nearly 4,000 of his employees will take 4 unpaid days off, and Treasurer Alexi Janulius cut 6 of his office's 190 jobs. Vic McIntosh says it's time to let someone else represent District 3 on the Champaign City Council. The 62-year-old Champaign native says he won't be running for re-election in the spring. McIntosh has served 10 years on the council, 2 of them at large, and the last 8 as the successor to June Mank in District 3. McIntosh says his successor should be ready to work with the neighborhood organizations that have become very active in the north-northwest section of town.
That's the one joy that I have had through all of this once I become a district council member, was working with the neighborhoods. Much more fulfilling than getting up and actually voting on issues, but actually working with the day-to-day problems that they have.
McIntosh says that he looks forward to spending more time with his grandchildren once his city council term ends this year or next year, but he says he might look for less time-consuming service on a city board or commission. Champaign County State's Attorney's Office says no charges will be filed against the man who attacked a man being sentenced for the murder of his in-laws. Corey Shackelford lunged and hit Kenneth Kelly during Kelly's sentencing hearing 2 days ago, immediately after Shackelford's wife gave a victim impact statement and shouted at Kelly. Kim Shackelford's parents, Jeremiah and Sue Haig, were killed in their Champaign home 2 years ago. After the disruption, Kelly was sentenced to 50 years without parole. Shackelford was held overnight on a preliminary charge, but released. Attendance figures at Champaign schools have been improving, but Unit 4 hopes to give them a boost by paying a visit to students' homes. District employees and 200 volunteers are part of a door-knocking campaign used in other communities. Teams participating in Operation STOP, or the Stop Truancy Outreach Program, include teachers, administrators, school board members, and groups like the Ministerial Alliance and Boys and Girls Club. They'll take buses to randomly selected neighborhoods Tuesday night. Robin McLean is Unit 4's attendance and improvement and dropout prevention coordinator. She says the message at each home will be brief and won't be intrusive.
Just finding that the community becomes more aware of the initiatives that are going on in the schools. The kids understand that the school is very concerned about what they're doing, and there's a huge link, as you know, between attendance and achievement.
McLean says the real work will begin once the visits are completed. Teams will evaluate the response from parents to see if new programs should be developed. She says Unit 4 saw attendance improvement at the end of the last school year with the help of truant interventionists. But it was up at Barkstall at Washington Elementary Schools last year, but fell below 90% at both high schools. The goal of Operation STOP is for overall district attendance to reach 95%. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your Jerry's IGA stores on Kirby Avenue in Champaign, in Sullivan, and Maggio's IGA in Tolono. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35, and meteorologist Scott Oltoff joins us for an in-depth look at weather. Last weekend of summer, I guess.
That's right. Summer or fall officially began on Monday at 9:44.
9:44 a.m.
Yep.
Market at the Square tomorrow morning. We hope you come and see us. We'll be there from set up, 7 o'clock and be there till about 11. And you can meet Illinois Gardener host Diane Nolan. She'll be there, and you can get your plant questions answered. If you have something weird growing in your yard, you can pull it up and bring it in, and maybe she can tell you about it and give you some tips on what you should be doing this time of the year, besides planting mums. Of course, Illinois Gardeners on WILL-TV Thursday nights, and it's coming to WILL Radio Saturday mornings at 6:30 beginning.